Viter in Shas. We're in Babatzia, the Pehe, big enough Pehe, 8 lines down. Forgive me for a little bit of noise here because I am traveling and there's some background noise. Zakta Ela Gemara. We saw yesterday the idea how there was pain, a lot of pain that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, his body didn't deteriorate, even though it was years in the attic, and said because of the fact that he went through suffering. The Rebbe says, Amar Rebbe, Chaviv and Yisur, and how beloved is Yisur, and the Kiba Lei Tresar Shnei. He took upon himself 13 years of suffering. Shis besmirta, 6 of those with a urinary tract issue, a stone in the urinary tract, shva betzvarna, and 7 of them were a thrush, a mouth disease. Varmer Law, some say it's the opposite. Shiva betzmirta, shis betzvarna. That's 6 and 7, but 7 and 6. Arayi de Rebbe, how painful was it for him to go to the bathroom? The stable boy of Rebbe, Hava Atir Mishavar Malka. He was wealthier than Shavar Malka, which is, you know, the king of Pras, of Persia. And Bar Havi Rami Kisa Lechivasa, meaning he had a lot of horses there. And when he would throw them food to the animals, then Hava Azil Kalabatlasa Mili, it was so loud that it went for 3 mil. That's where, you know, they got involved with the eating. And Hava Mechavin de Rame, he would make sure that he would throw the food to them. He shaited the oil Rebbe the Besikis at the time he went to the bathroom, and other people shouldn't hear him going because it was so painful. Feel hachi, maver le kale le kalayu. His voice was louder than them, but shamalein the chosayama, and they heard it all the way down to the ocean. Feel hachi, you said Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, adif from Midrabbi. The Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon's pain was worse than that of Rebbe. Deil Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. They came through love and they left through love. The Rebbe, when it came to Rebbe, Ayyidim Maisabo, because of a certain event that happened, that's why he had it. Ayyidim Maisabo, because of an event, is why he left him. So, let's see what this means. Al Yidei Maisabo, what does it mean when it says because of an event they came? Mayi, what is it talking about? Dahu Igla Dahavikomam Tulei Lishkite, there was this Egel that was being taken in order to be shachted. And the Azul Tali Lurachi became to the Rebbe. He came in and stuck its head by Rebbe's clothing to hide. Kabachi, and it cried out, didn't want to be shachted. Armalei says, Zil Lakach Nutzar, to go, because that's why you were created. That's what you should be doing right now. Oh, that was the little Rachmanis. Army, so what did they say in Shemaim? Hovelo Kamarachim, because of the fact that you wouldn't show Rachmanis, Lisa Ali Yisurin, they're going to be Yisurin, they're going to come upon you. And with Ayidim Aisal, what does it mean because of an event that actually left him? Because Yom Echad one day, have a car. Kansha Amsei to Rabbi Besa, Rabbi's maidservant was sweeping up the house, and Havishadu Bnei Karkushta, there were these baby weasels that were there, and they were being thrown to the side. Kanshalu, she was sweeping them up. Amalah, so Rabbi said to her, Shavkinu, leave him alone. Sivra Achamava Kamasava, because Baruch was merciful on all of his creations. Amri Hol Merachim Narachamalei. Since he had Rachmanis, we're going to show Rachmanis in him as well. Okay, we're going to continue on with these different comparisons with the Yisur. And Kulu Shani Yisur, the Rebbe Elazar, all the years that Rebbe Elazar was feeling pain, he was suffering, Lo Shach V'Enish B'Lo Zimini, there's nobody who died before their time, right? He took a hit for them. Kulu Shani Yisur, the Rebbe, Lo Yisur Chalam Alim, they didn't need any rain. They didn't need nothing. The Rebbe Rashila, Kashi Yomi D'Mitra Ki Yomi D'Dina, a rainy day is as intense as going to court. Bar Ma'amim remember said, "He loved Tzarich Lam. If the world didn't need it, Bar Rabbanu Rachmei Ali Mavatalei. The world, the Rabbanu would come and daven. We try to get rid of rain because it stops a person from really being able to go and take care of their business. Afilu Hachi. Even though that's the case, don't think that means that there's no water. Can have Akipukla Mimisha when they go and they pull out a radish from the ground. Have a Kami Beer and Malayamaya. There was a hole of water that would fill up over there. But you pulled it out from. It was just filled up merely from water. Rashi says Haisar Kuma Omedis Malayamayim. There was still a lot of water, so it is okay. Ikla Rabbi Le'asad Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon. The Rebbe traveled to the place of Rebbe Levi Shimon, the segment after he died. Amar Lahem, so Rebbe said to the people there, Yeshlo Bein Lo Satadik, does he have a son? Right? This is Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon. We had Rebbe Shimon by Yochai, and Rebbe Lozer was his son. And does he have a son? Amar Lahem said, yeah, Yeshlo Bein, he has a son. But Chol Zonash and Eskeres B'Shnayim, every Zona who gets hired for 2, so Chakto B'Shmona hires him for 8. In other words, he was a really hot commodity. Asias Mechev Rebbe V'Ashlomei, so Rebbe brought him, and he made him as a rabbi. He gave him smicha. Rashi says, "Sheyukorin so Rebbe, kadesh yitku She yitkina v'yasim li ba'al tamar Torah. So you should do the right thing and be ba'al tamar Torah. Ashlamei, Moshe v'shem and lam the Torah. And, you know, and cause him to go into teach. Right, this is you'll do proper the right thing. Lebishim ben Isi. Let's take one step back. Asi asmeche b'Rebbe va'ashlame Lebishim ben Isi ben Lekonya. Achos deime. What did he do? He brought him, made him a rabbi, and trusted him, gave him over to Lebishim ben Isi ben Lekonya, the brother of his mother, but of the mother. They're going to teach him Teira. Kol Yom Ahav Amr, every day, some would say, L'kir Yossi Ana Eze. I want to go to my city. In other words, I don't want to just stay here in Shtag. I want to go. Rashi's Le'iria and Yichafiz Lech. I really want to go to my city. Amr Leh. So, Rabbi Shimon Ben Isi says to him one day, Chakim Avdu Yosach. They want to make you into someone who's a good sage. V'gulsa D'dava Parsa Alach. And spread a gold garment on you for Rebbe Karla and call you Rebbe. Vatamet Lakiria, you say, I want to go to my city. Amalei says back to him, Mome, like a type of Shavua, Azuvada. This is something which is already left. In other words, I'm not gonna ask again. Like it's Azuva, it's already finished. Kigado, when he got older, also Yosef Mesifta the Rebbe, he came, he sat by Rebbe's yeshiva, and Shmoy Lakali, Rebbe heard his voice, and Amri said, wow, Hakala Dami Lakala the Rebbe Elazar be Reb Shimon. That voice is very similar to Rebbe Elazar's voice. Amri, they said, yeah, because Brehu, it's his son. Kari Alein, he said about him, this pasuk, Pri Tzadik Yitzchayim, the fruit of a tzadik, is a tree of life. V'lokech, nefashos chacham, and he acquires souls, is wise. Pri Tzadik Yitzchayim, what does that mean? Zer Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. That's talking about Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon has a son of Rabbi Lazar, come up to Lag Bomer, and a son of Rabbi Yossi. V'lokech, nefashos chacham, and he acquires souls, is wise. Zer Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekonya. Zer Rabbi Shimon ben Isi ben Lekonya. That Rashi says that this fellow, this Chacham, is said to have Kone, his student, as a son. Why? Because he taught him Torah. It says Rashi, Malam the Torah, Kone Leben, it's like he's acquired as a son. Kinech Nashe, when Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Lazar, died, Amtu Lema'artadav, where they brought him to the cave of his father. You know the story of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Lazar, that they were in the cave, they brought him there. And Havahadra, La Achna Lemaarta. There was a snake that was like, circling that area. And I relate. So they said to the snake, Achna Psach Picha. It's like we saw yesterday's daf. Snake, open your mouth, because it was like its mouth is on its tail and it was like closed up. V'yikanez ben itzalav, and let the son come to his father. Lo paschale. It didn't open up for him. So they buried him somewhere else. Because Sefurim Ha'am Lomer, people thought Shazek Gadol Mizeh, because Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, was greater than Rabbi Yossi, his son, because he was allowed to get in with Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, but the son wasn't. The grandson wasn't. It's a Bas Kavama. Heavenly voice came and said, Lom Pnei Shazek Gadol Mizeh. Not because this one's greater than that. El Zehaya Bitsar Me'ara, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, he was in the Tsar of the cave. Right? Rashi says, in the Schabu Sham, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Rabbi Lazar, Beno Yud Gimel Shana, Bezach HaShabbos, Lamed Gimel, Lag Bomer. So therefore, they were there for so many years. And this one wasn't in the cave for that. Therefore, he didn't have the schus of going over there. Okay, next story. Ikla Rebbe Lasid Rav Tarfon. Rebbe went to Rav Tarfon where he lived after he died. And Amalu Rebbe said, Yeshlo ben lo satsadik so yimim mikapeach is banov. Right, he's trying to figure out over here. Rebbe Tarfon's son is, he said, like, does this tzaddik who was, you know, somebody who would cut down his children. What does that mean? He would use their names when he would go and swear. I'm telling you, this is true. And if not, then may I cut down, meaning to say, can I bury my children if it's not true? That's not the type of lesson. It's such a good lesson to you. So he wants to know, does he have any sons? Amalo, they said to him, Beni Lehizo sons. Ben Basish, does he have the son? He is the son of a daughter. No, it's a grandson. Chol Zonosh, all the Zonos were with two. So they would hire him with eight. Hot guy. Asula Kami, so they brought Rabbi Tarfon's grandson too, Rabbi. Amalo, Rabbi says, Ihadadbach, if you do tshuva, Yahavdelach, Brate. I'm going to give you my daughter. You can marry my daughter. Hadabe, so he does tshuva. Some say that Nasa Vigersha, that he married her, and then he divorced her. You can have some say, lo nasvakal, he didn't marry at all, kadishal yomru, that bishul zu, chaz mishuva, chazar zeh, right? They shouldn't think that. Ah, that's the reason why he had to be when he was chazar. Valamalikulei, why is it that he went out of his way? Rebbe's going to try to be makar of all these great sages' children's. Tamar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Amar Leah, Amar Bechir Rav, Amar Yochan, Amar Leah, some say it was Amar Shmuel, Amar Nechmin, Amar Yochan, and Kol HaMekabel has been Kol HaMelamed has been a Chavir Torah, when it teaches his friend's son, Torah, Zuchah V'Yosef, Yeshiva Shamayla, Yizuchah Sit, Yeshiva Shamayla, Shem is a Pesach says, Im Toshuva Shivacha, Lefnei Ta'amod, if you will return, then I will return you to me, you shall stand before me. This is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. They tell Bnei Yisrael that he's promised great schar if he succeeds in causing him to do tshuva. He's going to stand before Hashem. He's going to be allowed to study in the Beis and Shemayla, a beautiful place. V'chol malamid is ben beno. It's ben amaret sar. Someone teaches ben amaret sar. I feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes exer. If the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes there something, then what's going to happen? Mevatel mishvilo. Hashem's going to be vatel. So you have all these kiravat stuff. When you have this guy or girl, whatever it is, that their parents are not religious. So he's a ben of their ben of basamar. It's a ben amar. It's unbelievable. They can go to here. It says komalami. You teach them. I feel the Kodesh Baruch Hu goes exera. Mevatel mishvilo. They're going to be goes. They're going to be vatel for him. Hashem plus success. Ve'im totsi yakar mizolok kfi tihiyah.
Okay, a little quieter over here. Amar parnacham Rabbi Yochanan kol shu tamid chacham. And it was Tam Chacham, Ubenot Tam Chacham, Uben Benot Tam Chacham. If he's Tam Chacham, his son, his grandson, Shuvin Torah Pasikas Mizal Yolam. Torah is not going to stop from his offspring forever. Shemar's pasuk says, "Va'anizos b'risiv v'gomer." And as for me, this is my covenant. Lo yamush mipicham pizarachem pizar zaracha. Amar Hashem mi'atav yad olam. My Amar Hashem. What does it mean when it says Amar Hashem? Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, Ani Ariv L'cha B'davar Zeh. Amar Garantor, when it comes to this, my B'atav, it wants me from now and forever. Amar B'Yirmiyah Mikan Ve'elach, from here on, Torah Mechazeres, Alech Sanya Shalav. The Torah is going to come to its home. It's going to be natural. Starting time. Rav Yosef, Yosef, Arbaim, Tanis, Rav Yosef, fasted 40 times so that the Torah should stay with his mishpucha. Says Rashi, shlo tifslok Torah mizaro, it shouldn't stop from his offspring. Ve'akriyuhu, and they called out, they said about him the following, lo yamush mipicha, my words shall not be withdrawn from your mouth. Yosef Arbaim Tanis Achrina, he did another 40 fasts. Vakriyu, and then he called out from Mishraim, Lo Mishpicham Pizarecha. Yosef Mea Tanis Achrina, then he went for another 100. And again, Asa Vakriyu, the Akriyu, Lo Mishpicham Pizarecham Pizarecha. Amar revealed, and he said, Mikan ve'elach l'tzrichna, from here on, I don't have to do more. Tar mechazer salach sanya, so it's going to come back to its chasanya. Abzer kisalach aradi so, and Abzer went there to Yisrael. Yasa me'atani, ta'ani yasa, he fasted 100 times. Delishtakach, Gemara of law, meaning so you should forget Talmud Bavli. Rosh Rashi says, Gemara shalanu, kihechi delo nitrode, in order that it's not something which is going to be a burden for him. Rashi says, kisha'al eretz Yisrael, lilmod mipir b'yochanan, Vamaroyin Shabbat Eretz Yisrael, Lo Yubini Machlokes, Nochin Zelazeh, Gishman, Kidarminim Sanhedrin, Miyashin Esa, Ta'amim Belokusha Sapirkun. You wanted to learn Yushalmi, you need to forget Bavli to be able to go and get it. Yosef Meachrinis Achrin Yosa, he did another 100 fasts, Lo Lishko. Let's go for Elazar b'shnei, so that Elazar shouldn't pass away during his years. V'nosnei levei milei disibura, and then it would cause all the things of the tzibur that should fall upon him, because he was dealing with all the stuff of the tzibur, and now he doesn't have to deal with it. V'yasav me'achrin, another 100 fast, the lo nishla bein nur de Gehenim, said the fire of Gehenim wouldn't impact him. Kotal siyami, every 30 days, hava badik nafsi, he would check himself to see the fire of Gehenim would take him shagar tanura, who would light up the fires of the oven, salak v'yasa b'gaveh, and then you'd go up and you'd sit in him, v'la v'shalta b'ignura, and the fire wouldn't impact him at all. One day, the rabbis looked at him, in other words, he got like a ayin hara, The vichar chushake in his thigh became burnt. The karule katin chareshake, and they called him the small man of the burnt thighs. Because Zer himself was, Rashi says, the Inish Gutzahava, he was a short guy, so that's what they called him. Another story, I'm Rabbi Hudamara, of my discovery, it says in the Pasuk, Mi Aisha Chacham, V'yavin Esos, who's a man who's wise, can I just say this, for Shadibir Pi Hashem, Elov Yagidan, who is that the mouth of Hashem spoke to me, he could tell it, Alma of the Ar Haaretz, why is it that we lost the land, said Yirmiyahu. Yirmiyahu, Davir Zer, beep, turn the page, Behem Abes. This matter, Amru Chachamim v'lo Pershum, was spoken by the Chachamim, but they didn't explain it. It says, who is wise? It says, Mia Ish Chacham. Amru Nevi'im v'lo Pershum, the Nevi'im said it, and they didn't explain it either. Atcha Pishol Kodesh Baruch, Ba'atzo Hashem himself explained, Shenemar v'yomer Hashem, Al Ozvus Tarasi, Al Aser Nasati Lefneim, because they forsake my Torah, which I place in front of them. Amru Yehuda Amar Rav, Shalom Birchah B'Torah B'Tchila. What does it mean? It means when they shtag the Torah, they didn't make a bracha on the Torah before they went in and they shtagged. Rashi says, Kishahoyu Oskim Torah Lo Yom Avarchin, Lefanei, they didn't make the bracha beforehand. So, Amar Rav Chama, my desiv, how do you understand what it says? Believe Navon Tanuach Chachma, wisdom rests quietly in the heart of the understanding man, of a Karev Kesilim Tivadeya, but amongst simple people, it makes itself known. What does that mean? Pasuk in Mishlei. Believe Navon Tanuach Chachma, Zetam Chacham, Ben Tam Chacham, V'kerv k'silim tivadeya, said Tamil Chacham ben Am Ha'aretz. It's talking about the Tamil Chacham, who was the son of a Am Ha'aretz.
Rashi says, why? Because Modiya Lakol, Umispar B'kisra, he tells everyone he's glorified through the crown of Torah. Amar Ula, Hainu D'Ami Inshi, this is what the people say, Istir B'lagina, Istir is a Sela in a pitcher, Rashi says, Sela Echad B'lagina, kish kish kaya makes a lot of noise. Onomatopoeia makes kish kish. You know, you put one coin in a pushkin, you shake it around, it makes a lot of noise. Similarly, if you have one Tamil Chacham in a family that are not Tamil Chachamim, it makes a lot of noise, it becomes obvious. They see it. I'm there of Yirmi, the Rebbe Zera. My the Sev, what does it mean when it says, Katon Begadol Shemhu, the small and the big are and the great are there in the grave, the Evan Chav Shemi Adonav, and the servant is free of his master, Pasuk Niyov, Atu lo yadinan to katan begadol shamu. But don't we know that the small and the great are there? Ella kol hamaktin atzma adivri Torah b'olamazeh. Anyone who lowers or humbles himself adivri Torah in this world, nasa gadol l'mabah, becomes great in the next world. V'chol amisim atzma ke'eved. Anyone who makes himself like an eved adivri Torah b'olamazeh in olamazeh, in other words of Torah, nasa chafshi l'mabah. It becomes free in the next world. Rish Lakish, have a mitzayim arasa derabban, and Rish Lakish would go find where the tombs were, so that Kohanim wouldn't go there and become tameh when they would walk here. Rashi says Shalom Yikash Lo Kohanim Lav Veralem Lail Shalom Teratakala Yidei Tzadikim. You would go out and try to find where things are buried, and you would make sure the Mitzayim them for Kohanim don't have to be Mitami. Kimatol Ma'artad Rabbi Chia, when he got to the area, the place where Rabbi Chia was buried, Alma Minei became hidden from him. He couldn't find where it is. Chalosh Daitin, he was very upset. Amar, he said, Ribono Shalom, Lo Pilpalti Torah Kamoso. Lo Pilpalti Torah Kamoso? Didn't I, was I Mefalpa and Torah just like Rabbi Chia? Why is it wasn't Zuchan where he is? That's a basket of Amra. Torah Kamoso Pilpalta. It's true, you're Mefalpel. You deliberated when it comes to Torah like him, but Torah Kamoso Lo Ribatsta. But you haven't taught Torah like Harbatsa Torah like he did. She says, Lacherim. Loshana Marbet Sadeo Mashke. Gavo Mitzvah Rechinina Berabchia. Once when Rechinina and Rechia were arguing about something. Amalei Rav Chanina l'Rav Chia, he said, Bahadi didi ka minseis, are you telling me you're arguing with me? Chatz v'chalili mishtach l'Torah Yisrael, God forbid if Torah is forgotten from the Jewish people, you know what I would do? Mehadarna la mipilpule. I'll be able to get it back through all of my pilpul. I'll be able to get it all. So Amalei Rav Chia b'Rav Chanina, Bahadi didi,
come minces. What? You tell me you're arguing with me? The Avdi Torah, the Lo Tishkach Mi Yisrael. How does it make sense you can argue with me? I'll make sure the Torah is not forgotten in the first place. You're telling me how you get it back. I wouldn't even let it get forgotten. My, if you know, what would I do? I was in a vicinity of a kid. I would go and I would plant flax. But you don't this gate, and then I would go and make nets. Vitsayid. Not tavi. I'm going to trap deer. I'm going to feed the meat of the deer to orphans. And I would go and I would get cloth from their skins. Then I'd go to the village. And I would get five kids. I would teach them. Each one would teach one of the five of the Chamishi Chumshe Torah, this Ambrachis, and Shemos, Fakram, and Devarim, Umasnisa Shita Yinuke, and I would teach six other kids, Shisha Shita Sidre, I'll teach them Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Rashi says, I'll pass Shita Sidre Mishnah, Lashisa Yinuke, one to each one of them. And of Amaralu, then I would tell them, Ada Hadarna Vasivna, during the time that I come back here again, Akira Dadi Vasna Dadi, each one should teach the other one. And I'll set up in a way that Torah is not going to be forgotten from Bnei Yisrael in the first place. That would be my plan. Now, Hainu Dam Rebbe, that's what Rebbe means when he says, Kama Gdolim Maisi Chia, how great are the actions of Chia. Amale Rebbe Yishmal, Rebbe Yossi, Afilu Mimar, Afilu Mimar, I sing this so great, you're saying even relative to you. Amalai in, yep. Afilu Mi Abba, well, even according to my father, meaning Rav Yossi. Amalai Chas V'Chalila, Lo Take Zos B'Yisrael. This is not something that you find at all. In other words, the actions of your father, they're the top of the top of it. He's unbelievable. Now, story time about Rav Chia now. Let's see how great Rav Chia was. Amar Rav Zera. Emesh near Ali Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Chanina. Last night, Rabbi Chanina came to me, appears to me, meaning in a dream. I said, it's me at the Takua. Next to who are you? You know, you're upstairs over there. How are you doing over there? I says, Takua v'Yossi b'Shiva Shemaila. Who are you sitting next to in the upstairs? Amarli, he said, it's Rabbi Yochanan. Right next to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, it's me. Who's sitting next to him? It's Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai, it's me. Who's he sitting next to? It's Rabbi Chanina. Rav Chanina eats on me, who's that? It's Rav Chia. Martel, I said, Rav Yochanan eats on Rav Yochanan eats on Rav Chia, lo? Rav Yochanan is not able to sit next to Rav Chia? Amarli said to me, Ba'aser, Zikukin de Nura, Ube'urin de Esha, Man Ma'ayel Bar Navche de Saman, in a place where lightning bolts and torches of fire, so who can bring Bar Navche there? Right, that's talking about Rav Yochanan. Okay, in other words, seeing how great he is. I'm Rav Chaviva. Lishtai Li, Rav Chaviva, Bar Surmaki, Chivar Surmaki, told me, Chazi Le, Humid Rabbanan, I saw once one of the rabbis to have a Shchiach Eliyahu Gabe, who Eliyahu never would come visit him. The Safra, Havi Shapir Neine. His eyes were fine in the morning. Lord Tadamian Kitamiklin Benura. But so he got burnt by fire in the night. Armalei, so I said to him, my eyes, you know, what's going on with your eyes? Armalei said to me, Darmina Lei, Lidio, I said to Leo, Achvi Le Rabbanan, show me the rabbis. Kisalki Le Mifta Derekia, I'm going to went towards the Shemayim. Armalei, he's going to show them, but he told me, you can look at everyone. Labar Megoriki Tabichiak, except for the throat of Rabbi Chia. As it says, Katadra. Yeah, you're not allowed to go and look. Oh, Katadra. The throne, except for the throne of Rabbi Chia. The low stock of it, don't look at the throne of him. My Simanayu. So what is the simon of it? Like, how am I going to know which one is which? Bechula Asim Alachi. All of the thrones of Malachim that are there, Kisakiv Nachti, so when as they go up and they go down, the Bar Migurka de Rabbi Chia, except for that of Rabbi Chia, the Minafshe, Salif Nachti, goes up on its own. Lo Mitzai, Lo Ukman of Shai, I couldn't help myself, I looked.
Asutre butite de nura, two sparks of fire came. Machu lahu gava, they hit that person, meaning me. Samin alayne, blinded my eyes. Lamachar, the next day. Azishtachi am arte. I went and I bowed down by Rav Chia's, where he's buried. Amina masniyasa demar masnisa vistai. I said the Tosefta of Mar, meaning of him, Rav Chia, that I learned. And I ended up getting better. I ended up getting healed from my sickness. Okay, Eliyahu have a shrich b'mesifta de Rabbi. Eliyahu would go visit Rabbi's yeshiva. Yom echad reishar chahava, one day it was Rosh Chodesh. Naga alei velo asa. Eliyahu was late and he didn't show up. So Amalei, when he finally showed up, Rabbi says to him, my time in Nagal Lamar, why are you late? Amalei, he said, adu kim na lavram, by the time I woke up, Avram, umashina yadei matzale, and washed his hands, and then he daven, umaginina alei, and I put him back to go to sleep. V'chin li Yitzchak and Yaakov, both, and also Yitzchak and Yaakov, v'lokmina b'hadei, right, it got late already. So he says, v'lokmina b'hadei adadi. So he says, why don't you wake them up all the same time? Avram, Yitzchak and Yaakov, why are you doing it? Sabri, he's saying, no, because they hold, and Shemayim, Takvi Barachmi, they're so strong, the three of them, they're going to go and daven, right? It says, Marvin Bitfila. And then it's going to overcome. But Mashiach, it's going to be Mashiach when it's not yet time. So I can't wake them at the same time. Amalei says, V'yej dugma sovlam azeh. There's someone in this world that's like a dugma of such a thing. Also, that's such powerful tefillos. Amalei, he said, Ikad Rabbi Chia Ubanav. Yeah, there's Rabbi Chia and his sons. Gazer Rabbi Tani. He says, Rabbi made a fast. And Achtin Rabbi Chia Ubanav. When he was there, he put his Chinas children to go out into to daven. You know, he got him up in the Amar over there. Amar Mashav Ruach, and they said Mashav Ruach for Nosh Fazika. There's a big wind. Amar Morid Hashem, it brings rain. V'asam Yitra, and it started to rain. Kimata Lemir Mechayim Mesim, when he came to go see Mechayim Mesim, Rogash Alma, the world started to shake. Amri Berakia, and they set up in Shemayim, Mangal the Razir of Alma. Who's going to say the secrets in my world that they know what to do over here? I mean, they said, Eliyahu, who's Eliyahu? Asu Eliyahu, the part of Eliyahu, Machyu, Shitin, Pulse, Denura, and they gave him Malchus, 60 things of Malchus. Rashi says, Chabatas Malchus. There's got to be something on the 60 here. Anyway, Asa, Eliyahu came to this Davni, Idmaluhu, Ketuba, Denura, and he made them, he came like a bear that's on fire. Albinai, and he came between them. He was tired to them, and he totally distracted them from the davening. He stopped them from doing this. Shmuel Yachina was Rebbe's doctor, the doctor of Rebbe. Chalash Rebbe Beine. Rebbe had a problem with his eyes. Amalei, so Shmuel Yachina said to him, Imli Lach Sama. I'll give you this medicine, you know, and put it in your eyes. Amalei says, La, lo yichan, I can't handle it. It's ishta lach mishta. He says, okay, I'm going to put it like, you know, not on, but just like, not in, but on. So Amalei says, no, lo yichan, I can't handle it. Tava mosav la begufta desamne. So he put a tube that had the medicine, tusei beisadyot, underneath his pillow. This is like a very, very strong type of medicine. Rashi says, tachas moshesav, vakea. Koach chozek asam, and it broke through the power. V'holich derech etzem gulgol also, going through his skull and moch adinav, and rain until it got to his eyes. V'itzei, and he got better. He got better from this thing. It's very, very strong. Havakom etzai Rebbe le mismiche. Rebbe tried to go ahead and give him smicha, and he wants to give Shmuel smicha because he was so great, right? So it made sense. Rashi says Tarcha Masasig Somcho Fishachacham Baki Hayakokach. But it wasn't working out. Something just wasn't going. It was very strange. Rashi says Shahisa Hashan Trefe Saloyu Chachamim Nesafmi. The people weren't gathering. So Amalei Shmuel said to Rebbe, "Lo l'sar mar, like, don't worry about it. Like, don't. It's okay. Don't feel bad." Because l'didi chazili sifra the Adam Rishon, I saw the book of Adam Harishon. He wrote a book, and I saw Ksibain. It says over there, Shmuel Yachina. That's his name, Shmuel Yachina. Beep, turn the page. Pei Vav. Chakim Yiskre. Will be called Chakim, like a great sage. For Rebbe, Lo Yiskre. But he's not going to be called Rebbe. Vasu, the Rebbe, Al Yado, Tehei. And Rebbe's cure will come through his hands. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish y'all a great, great day.